Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
God's Word Prevails. This is a weekly series of things I'm reading and pondering from Charles Spurgeon. Look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is no other. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 22. Spurgeon said, "One of the greatest enemies of deity has always been the wisdom of man. The wisdom of man will not see God. Professing themselves to be wise, wise men have become fools. But have you not noticed in reading history how God has abased the pride of wisdom? In ages long gone by, he sent mighty minds into the world that devised systems of philosophy. These systems, they said, will last forever. Ah, but, said God, that book of yours will be seen to be folly before another 100 years have rolled away. This Bible is the stone that will break philosophy into powder. This is the mighty battering ram that will dash all systems of philosophy in pieces. This is the stone that a woman may yet hurl upon the head of every Abimelech, and he will be utterly destroyed." See Judges chapter 9, verses 51 to 53. O Church of God, fear not. You will do wonders. Wise men will be confounded, and you will know, and they too, that he is God, and that beside him there is none else. From Charles Spurgeon's sermon, Sovereignty and Salvation. God is indisputably God. One of the ways he has revealed himself to us is through his infallible word, the Bible. On those pages, every philosophy that seeks to deify man is exposed. On those pages are lovingly and powerfully portrayed for us the one and only path to eternal joy. If you haven't already, make studying your Bible a daily habit. In its pages, you will find the truth that will set you free, bring peace to your heart, and give you an assurance unlike anything or anyone else can.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.